Describe a time you gave a talk to a group of people.
What benefits does the internet bring to communication? The internet has totally changed the way the world communicates. We can connect instantly and for free to anyone with an internet connection. You know, before the internet, you had to pay a ton of money to call someone in a different area code. So the internet has made communication instant and much more accessible. Which one is better, being a communicator or a listener? I think listening is an important part of communicating. You need to be a good listener in order to communicate effectively. In life, everyone just wants to feel seen, heard, and valued. No one likes a person who's always talking and never listening. So I'd say that listening is more important for communicating. What qualities does a person need to have to be a good communicator? To be a good communicator, you should explain your ideas in a clear and organized way. Besides, you should focus on the listener's reactions and emotions. If they seem bored, you need to change your communication style or content. Giving positive feedback to the listener is also part of effective communication. It encourages them to continue with the conversation. Why do some people dislike using the internet to communicate? It's mainly because some people find communicating online impersonal. Compared to text or email, face-to-face interactions allow for deeper understanding of someone's personality. This makes sense since communication often includes nonverbal cues. Besides, it's much easier to connect with a person you meet in real life, so it's understandable why some people don't enjoy communicating online. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。